Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 2, Divinity and Divine Service, Part 3, Text 23 through 34, The Personality of Godhead. Sutta Goswami continued speaking to the sages of Namisharanya, headed by Shaunaka. The transcendental personality of Godhead is indirectly associated with the three modes of material nature, namely, passion, goodness, and ignorance. And just for the material world, creation, maintenance, and destruction, Lord Krishna accepts the three qualitative forms of Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. Of these three, all human beings can derive ultimate benefit from Vishnu, the form of the quality of goodness. Firewood is a transformation of earth, but smoke is better than raw wood, and fire is still better, for by fire we can derive the benefits of superior knowledge through Vedic sacrifices. Similarly, rajas or passion is better than tamas or ignorance. But sattva, goodness, is best, because by goodness one can come to realize the absolute truth. Previously, all the great sages rendered service unto the personality of Godhead due to his existence above the three modes of material nature. They worship the personality of Godhead in order to become free from material conditions and thus derive the ultimate benefit. So whoever follows such great authorities is also eligible for liberation from the material world. Those who are serious about liberation are certainly non-envious, and they respect all, yet they reject the horrible and ghastly forms of the demigods, and they worship only the blissful forms of Lord Vishnu and his plenary portions. And those who are in the modes of passion and ignorance worship the forefathers, other living beings, and they also worship the demigods who are in charge of cosmic activities. For they are urged by a desire to be materially benefited with women, wealth, power, and progeny.
Vasudeva Paraveda, Vasudeva Paramukha, Vasudeva Parayoga, Vasudeva Parakriyaha, Vasudeva Param Jnanam, Vasudeva Param Tapaha, Vasudeva Parodharmo, Vasudeva Paragatihi.
In the revealed scriptures, the ultimate object of knowledge is Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. The purpose of performing sacrifice is to please Krishna. Yoga is for realizing Krishna. All fruitive activities are ultimately rewarded by Krishna only. Krishna is supreme knowledge, and all severe austerities are performed to know Krishna. Dharma, religion, is rendering loving service unto Krishna. Krishna is the supreme goal of life. In the beginning of the material creation, the absolute personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, in his transcendental position, created the energies of cause and effect by his own internal energy. After creating the material substance, Lord Vasudeva expands himself and enters into it. And although he is within the material modes of nature and appears to be one of the created beings, Krishna is always fully enlightened in his transcendental position. The Lord Krishna, as Supersoul, pervades all things just as fire permeates wood. And so, Krishna appears to be of many varieties, although Krishna is the absolute one without a second. Lord Krishna, as the Supersoul, enters into the bodies of the created beings, who are influenced by the modes of material nature. And so, Krishna causes the living entities to enjoy the effects of these modes by the subtle mind. Thus, Krishna, the Lord of the universes, maintains all planets inhabited by demigods, men, and lower animals. Assuming the roles of incarnations, Krishna performs pastimes in order to reclaim those in the mode of pure goodness. Recorded December 19, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. End of chapter 2.